station.
Radio you can touch.
Oh, gasp. I'm so excited.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
As a high Bob Lutz, higher than a kite, my answer would be, no, man, I can't do it. Hey, man, I'm high.
Oh, shocking. Monstrous.
Jeff Lutz.
Please, someone, at Bob Lutz, tell him how misguided he is.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
It's an excursion into the odd and into the very, very different.
Stand by for action.
Good afternoon, everyone. It is a Monday edition, the Bob and Jeff Show, KFH Radio. I'm Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz co-hosting. Max Power is producing and engineering. 869-1240, the IHOP hotline. Another, we've had a stretch of beautiful weather, but no rain. We need the rain.
It's not going to rain for a while.
What are they saying down there at Action 12? Or Storm?
You know what it's called. Do you like just looking dumb? Is that what you're aiming
Storm
for?
Team 12, what are they saying?
Say it's not going to rain for a while.
Well, did you have that?
Rain on the horizon.
You had that exact conversation?
I wasn't in the morning meeting today, but that's been the conversation for most days, past and present.
That's too bad. We need rain.
We do. We sure do.
It's dry. We had a golf tournament Friday at Sand Creek Station. A lot of people showed up. Really appreciative of everyone who was there. Gorgeous day. Friday went very well. Had a clinic with your friend Steve Linhard on Saturday.
Why are you calling my friend?
Well, he is your friend.
He's a good guy.
You don't think he's your friend?
I don't know.
He's my friend.
I haven't spoken with him in years.
He always asks about you.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, I had a good time with him.
Excellent.
I'm going to start throwing in that between my funny stuff like Nate Bargatze.
You do whatever
you
feel like.
You watch SNL?
Of course.
Now, you know, I'm a Bargatze fan. He's my favorite comedian of this time. Not as funny in his monologue as he was his first time hosting.
I thought both monologues were kind of mid for him. He must be saving all of his material for his specials and things like that.
That seems counterproductive. There are many more
people watching
SNL.
Yeah, but people know him. They know he's funny. They already get it. If you're going to be on the bar, he's hosting SNL.
You're not trying to expand your fan base? This is an opportunity.
All he's done over the last 2 years is expand his fan base.
This is an opportunity.
I don't know if he can get more fans. He probably has more fans than he knows what to do with. He's playing arenas across the globe.
I do believe this. His skits are funny. The 1776 stuff, that's him to a T. Very funny.
Sure.
He'll do that every time he hosts, I hope.
Well, he kind of has to.
Playing off words. It's just brilliant. Just absolutely brilliant.
Well, there's so many other places they could go with that. Did you watch?
Well, then they will go there. The whole thing was funny where Heidi Gardner was eating the giant hamburger. I cried laughing.
Let's talk about Jane Wickline and Weekend Update, the song that she did. Absolutely hilarious and wonderful.
Here's the problem with that. It's hard to understand.
No, it wasn't.
With the music over it and as the pace was.
Go listen to it on YouTube a couple times.
I'm going to have to. I almost put up closed captioning.
It's pretty funny. It's good stuff.
Well, I think it was funny.
No, it was.
You don't know.
I've listened to it like 10 times.
But you didn't understand it when it happened.
A lot of it I did. Some of it, no, I didn't. But a lot of it I did.
That's my point. And after a while, it got to the, I don't really know what she's talking about here. And that's not being an old man either.
It is. It's being an old man.
No, it's not.
You don't connect with Gen Z the way folks like I do. And
you don't connect with Gen Z.
Oh, I know what Gen Z's thinking.
Gen Z is
before,
so far removed from anything
Gen
you
Z
think about.
It.
You're not even, you don't even have a Gen. You don't even have a, what generation are you?
I'm the millennials.
You're a millennial?
Of course.
That may be the
graduated in 2001.
That may be the least productive generation we've had.
I'm not sure about that. I think we're doing just fine.
My group did very well.
You did all right with all the handouts you got.
Oh, brother. So they're handouts.
I don't know. Were they?
No.
Okay. What generation had the handouts? The greatest generation?
You think I've gotten a handout in my life?
The New Deal?
I've worked for every penny I've ever had.
Excellent.
And you know that. And you keep coming in here and degrading it. And you shouldn't do that. That's not what a good son would do.
What would a good son do?
Be proud of his father.
How do you know I'm not proud of him?
I don't think you are. There's no indication.
There's plenty of indications.
Give me one.
I just said that I wasn't not proud of you.
Then say you are proud of me.
I'm not proud of you.
Say it.
No, I'm not. I don't get backed into a corner like that. I don't like being backed.
Just say it.
It. I'll say it during the show at a time you least expect it.
I thought the skit at the top of the water slide was funny.
Eh.
It was funny.
It was okay.
Funny. It wasn't the best skit of the day.
Sabado Gigante.
But normally I don't hang with all the skits, and Saturday I did.
Good.
All of them.
Well, yeah. I turned it off after Weekend Update and watched the rest of the show on YouTube, as I typically do.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, we go to bed.
Now, we got a lot of sports to talk about today. We have Matt Beeler, head football coach at Conway Springs, coming up at 2:45. The Guardians play at 3 today. What are you going to do in that hour?
Who do you have on the show from 3 to 3:50?
We got a lot of talking we're going to be doing.
Well, I'm going to be sitting in that chair right there, turned to my right.
No,
or
you said you'd ignore this.
What are you talking about?
I thought you said you were going to ignore the playoffs.
Of course I'm ignore the playoffs. Is that what I said?
What I swore I could have heard.
No, I don't think
from you.
I don't think I said that. I think I'll watch every pitch of every game.
Well, the game last night, but the two games yesterday, for different reasons, were as compelling as baseball can possibly be. The Phillies-Mets game, the Mets, man, how hard are they to beat?
Pretty relentless.
And the Phillies finally did it, and I give them a lot of credit. I've never seen anything like the Mets. Mark Vientos.
Yeah.
I mean, my goodness. Why don't the Cardinals have a guy like that?
Well, you do. You ruin them all, as we've already discussed this.
Well, we're not going to ruin any more. We're on a new path to glory.
Well, I hope so.
There's no question about it.
Absolutely no question.
You don't have anybody like Mark Vientos
here. Sure, absolutely not.
This is young guy that comes up and just has a... Chase DeLotter. I get so sick of you talking about Chase.
What about
DeLotter?
Kyle Manzar? What about
these guys aren't players?
They're not. What about Travis Bazzano?
He's a true guy.
Vientos?
Yes.
Yeah, he had a great year, and he's having an unbelievable postseason so far.
And that's why I like the postseason. And then last night's game, is Fernando Tatis Jr. well?
He's pretty excited.
Well?
What do you mean?
Is he a madman?
He's a little bit of a madman, but
I'm trying to figure out if I'm the investigator and I'm sitting at the LAPD and somebody comes in and says, "Okay, we had all this ruckus last night at the game," and I'm taking notes and I've got both sides presenting their case and their evidence. First of all, we have Jack Flaherty and Manny Machado. I don't know what that's about. Flaherty, he's a loose cannon. I used to love the kid. I still like him. I didn't know why he was yelling at Manny Machado. I don't know what's going on inside that game. I don't know what Machado may have said.
It's a high level of competition. That's what's going on.
I get it.
And everything that's said is going to be heightened, and every move is going to be there's going to be a microscope on
it. Actually, I got it out of order. The first thing was... Profar taking the home run back.
That was awesome.
Into the crowd, and then kind of having a little fun with the crowd.
Yeah, it maybe went on a little too long, but it was still pretty awesome. If you're going to do that, you might as well milk it a little bit.
And then later on, we have the crowd getting unruly, and I don't know what happened to set that off. I saw Machado, Tatis. Did you see the gyrations he was doing to the crowd?
No, I think I was asleep by the time the stuff, but
I'm
I saw.
Talking about today, the stuff between innings. I don't know if they've even showed this in the game. I mean, he's gyrating his body. He's kind of, it's almost lewd. And then there's pelting of a couple of the Padres, Tatis and Profar, with some items out of the stands. They have to halt the game. The umpires, the security comes out. Poor Yu Darvish, who's on a roll at that time, has to wait an extra 10 minutes to start the inning. So you got the crowd in L.A. just going bonkers, throwing stuff at the Padres. And then you got Tatis in the dugout making gestures with his tongue. And I don't know what this guy – I think he might be crazy.
Is that bad?
I don't know. You tell me. I don't like it.
Well, he's not under the microscope that he was under at one point when he was a budding and up-and-coming superstar. Then he gets popped for performance-enhancing drugs.
Lay low.
He's in San Diego.
He was in L.A. last night.
But I'm talking about he plays for San Diego. The eyes aren't on him as much, so he's probably let that go to his head a little bit. I'm just going to be me. And me is kind of nuts. But me is also pretty awesome at baseball still.
Well, yeah, he had two home runs last night.
Crushed him, and a double.
But he's insane. What are you going to do with the guy?
You're going to put him in right field and put him at third in the lineup or second or wherever he bats.
Now, this series shifts to San Diego for game three tomorrow night, and it's going to be crazy.
Of course.
Here you have the Dodgers outside of Flaherty and his antics, but you've got veteran leadership. Otani, Betts, and Freeman just aren't going to be crazy, right? They're not insane.
They're not like that.
They're not like that. And on the other side, you got Profar, Tatis, to a lesser extent, Machado, although he's not really crazy.
Profar isn't either.
No, but I don't know what to think.
They're a team that has a different kind of character.
I've told you, I think San Diego is going to go to the World Series.
Oh, maybe they will, maybe they won't. That'll play out over the next couple weeks.
I'm not a maybe they will, maybe they won't guy.
I am. It's baseball.
I don't like that. I don't like that. I don't like people who sit on the fence. I'm going to go on one side of the fence.
Great. The fence is baseball. That's my side of the fence.
That's a boring thing.
The White Sox could win two out of three from somebody.
From you. There's nobody that wants to listen to this show that wants us to be on the fence.
Well, they should listen to the show for realistic. I mean, okay, you made a pick. Who cares?
Well, we always make
picks.
It
doesn't matter.
We always make picks.
Okay. It's wonderful. But it doesn't matter.
Well,
can happen in a baseball game. And it's two out of three now for both National League series. Like I said,
who am I for? Am I for the Padres?
I don't know.
I was, but I don't think. I thought Tatis took it overboard. I need some of my people to call me and tell me.
Sure.
But I think Flaherty may have taken it overboard.
I don't know. Who cares? The Guardians playing.
I don't care about the Guardians. That's the least interesting of the series.
Why?
It just is.
Why?
Because neither.
Why?
The Royals and Yankees is interesting. They had a go back and forth.
Okay, well,
we'll talk more about that later.
Tell me why Guardians Tigers
is not as interesting. Neither team is as compelling.
Why?
They don't have the star power. They just don't. You can't compare the star power.
Oh, okay. Well, there are a whole lot of shutouts in this series, right? In this round, were there a lot of shutouts? Oh, the Guardians. Got the only one. No stars.
You can't compare star power.
Seven runs. No stars.
Look at the Royals and the Yankees. You got Judge, Soto, Witt.
Who cares?
You got all.
I got a better team.
Look
I got
at
more
the
wins.
Padres, Dodgers, stars everywhere.
Great.
Look at the Phillies, Mets, stars.
Yeah, it's maybe it's baseball's fault.
Right,
we got
when Bryce Harper,
Tony, he's up in five batters. Everyone,
you're going to jump on that wagon.
Well, give me a break.
When you set your watch to watch Bryce Harper hit, that's a star, man.
You know what I want? I don't care about stars. I win.
Oh boy, go Tigers, go.
Good.
Go
a lot
Tigers,
of stars
go.
On the Tigers.
I can't tell you how much you just switched me.
Good. Go Tigers, go. That's wonderful.
You win.
Sure do.
What have you won?
More than the Tigers.
What have you won in
your
life?
More games than the Royals.
Tell me what, when you say you win.
More games than the Royals.
You're talking about this year.
Every year. pretty much. Every year of my life, I would love to see that match.
The Royals are hanging a couple, aren't they?
No, they lost.
They got two banners they're hanging.
They lost Saturday, from what I remember.
Right? They got an 85
so
banner, which killed me.
We got two banners.
They got a 2015 banner.
We got two banners.
Yeah, from the Ice Age.
No, they're banners. They fly forever. That's why we say
it. Don't get cocky on me after one win. That is weak.
I'm just sick and bold. It's the least compelling series.
It is the least compelling series.
No, it's not.
Look at the ratings.
I don't care about the ratings. I don't care about idiots who, Andres Galarraga isn't playing this game. I better turn the channel.
Andres Galarraga?
Yeah.
Really, that's what the idiots are saying.
Probably.
You know what the idiot's saying? That. What you just said.
Right. That's my point.
That's what an idiot says.
Exactly.
I hate to use the word idiot.
I'm glad we agree.
I'm sorry. Well, I'll watch that game. I'm interested in it.
I'm watching it right here. I'm not leaving.
I'm interested in it, but I'm more interested in tonight's Yankees.
You can head upstairs.
And I'm more interested in tomorrow's two National League games.
Great. You can head upstairs. I'll watch the game.
They're more compelling.
Great. Head upstairs. I don't need you. And Misty and I.
I got you. I own you.
Why do you think that?
My goodness.
You're the worst at arguing I've ever even seen.
You get so defensive about this
stuff. Not defensive. Go upstairs.
You'd have to do the show alone.
After the show, you'll head upstairs.
No, at 3 o'clock.
No, after the show.
You're not leaving after the game?
Of course not. After the show, no. After the game, yes.
Well, I have to go get my wife.
Fine, I'll be right there. I'm not going to leave and miss part of the game.
Well, it's on radio.
I like watching.
Actually, it's not. You don't have SiriusXM.
I have the MLB app. Of course I can listen to it.
Well, that's how I'll listen to it, as I drive to Wellington.
Well, head on.
And then when we get home tonight, we'll get comfortable and watch the Yankees and Royals, and then switch over and watch some of the Chiefs and Saints. Big night for Kansas City sports.
Sure.
Two teams in prime time. I guarantee you that hasn't happened before.
Unlikely. I can't say never, but.
Well, I'll say it. I'll say never.
Never?
Yeah.
Huh. The Royals were in the playoffs a lot in the 70s and 80s. They were still Monday Night Football, and there was Monday Night Football in 2014 and 2015.
I'll bet they weren't on in prime time.
You don't think?
I'll bet not. And I don't think there were. Oh, here we go.
I'm gonna look.
The fact checker, the Daniel Dale of Bob and Jeff. You're not gonna look. You can't find that.
Of course I can.
That's impossible to find.
I'll at least look at 2014 and 15.
They weren't on no. Didn't happen.
You don't think?
No.
Okay.
So anyway, a good weekend. The one thing that kind of escaped me is high school football on Friday night. I was not as locked in as normal, and it felt weird to me. Were there any big, I've sort of caught up, but were there any big goings on?
Eisenhower lost to...
I saw that.
Andover Central lost to Goddard.
I saw that. Our friend Tommy Beeson pulled an upset.
Big win for the kid.
And Andover darn near got Goddard Eisenhower.
Yes.
That kind of juxtaposition. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, already. Do you
understand what I'm saying?
You didn't read my Friday Five?
No, but do you see what I'm saying?
I don't know.
Goddard beat very highly ranked, number one ranked Andover Central. Andover Central, number one ranked. And then Andover almost got very highly ranked Goddard Eisenhower, but fell just a little bit short.
Interesting.
I doubt that was covered in most mainstream media.
We had all of it.
By the way, I want to mention, I read this morning, Scott Pask, our friend from Keisha Covered, mentioned that longtime Augusta basketball coach and athletic director, Armin Hilliard, passed away. Man, Armin was at Augusta when I started at the Eagle back in the 70s. And as nice a guy as you'd ever want to meet, And I want to send out our condolences to Armand's family and everyone who knew him. An absolute Augusta legend. Armand Hilliard passed away today, or last night. I'm not sure which, but that goes all the way back to my early years at the Eagle.
Yeah, he's probably just a little bit older than you.
Let me think about that. I'd say he's at least 10 to 15 years older than me.
There's a lot bigger difference between 20 and 30 than there is between 70 and 80. You know what I'm saying?
He was probably in his 30s.
Could have been.
Because I think he'd already been around a while.
Sure. I'm not familiar with the young man. Our paths never crossed, but again, I echo those condolences.
Anyway. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk some NFL as we get close to the first pitch for the JV game in the American League playoffs.
Wasn't listening.
Back in a minute.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
What happened in football yesterday? How'd your fantasy team do?
We took it to the guy who picked all the Chiefs, so he's still got a few guys to go, but we're going to hammer
him.
Yeah,
if he picked all the Chiefs, I'd say he has a few guys.
He has a couple Chiefs. He has a Chiefs defense. I don't know. We had a great week. I had another great week in all my fantasy leagues. It's just, it never ends, basically. What I imagine you lost to Duda. That was the game everybody had their eyes on, the JV game.
Yeah. Looks like I'm going to lose that one, unfortunately. But you can't win them all. And I'm going to be back in the thick of things once I get my running backs back. I did a nice job getting Dowdle from off the waiver wire.
That's a good move.
He did okay. Adunze didn't do much. Marvin Harrison Jr.'s had one good game.
Yeah, he had two.
About ready to get rid of him.
Well, trade him to us. We'll take him.
This kid Thomas for Jacksonville's playing well, but I had him on my bench. So I got to get Pacheco and McCaffrey back, and I don't know if I am.
You might not, but you got to piece it together. We all go through injuries.
I'm trying to piece it. No, not like that.
Yeah, like that. No, everybody goes
through
it.
You haven't had a star injured. You haven't had your first two picks.
I traded Malik Nabers.
I don't want Malik Nabers.
Okay.
I don't care.
I didn't ask if you wanted him.
Who you want to trade me now?
I don't want to trade anybody.
Well, that's not very friendly of you. You usually try to help me.
Not this year. Not with the attitude you're presenting on this show today.
That's too bad.
Which is awful.
What do you mean?
Here's what happened in the NFL yesterday.
Well, I'm going to tell you what happened.
16 hours of football. I did not catch all of it, but I caught some of it.
I'm going to tell you what happened if I can find our picks.
I hope you don't. The picks were awful.
I don't know what I've done with them, frankly.
I don't either.
Here they are. You have picked three correctly so far.
Yeah, I know, but it's been bad.
You missed your bonus game.
I missed my 8-point game, too.
Yeah, you've not done well. Duda's lights out. If he gets New Orleans tonight, he will have gone 7-2 overall with a 10-point bonus win.
What's his point total stand at right now?
His point total right now is 35.
Goodness.
Your point total
he might only
right
be 14 or 15 out of fourth.
Your point total right now is 11.
Not good.
My point total right now is 19. Max's point total right now is five.
Josh Allen's the man, though, right,
and
Max?
Anthony's point total right now is -8.
Uh-oh.
He hasn't gotten a game right, and his 8-point pick with Buffalo failed him as well.
Well, he must have gotten some game right.
No, he didn't get any right.
Well, then he'd be well below minus 8.
No, you that's 0. Oh, yeah. What is wrong with you?
Anyway, Max, Josh Allen.
No, wait a minute. Let's talk about this.
I don't want to.
I never imagined.
You still have that one hair. I wish you'd just do something about that.
Every time you're on the defensive.
Oh, I can't stop looking at it.
It comes out from here, and it just looks funny.
Well, let's shave it.
Let me ask you a question. I could have sworn when I was a young man and you were born, if somebody asked me, when you're 69 and your son, my goodness, he'll be 40, 41 years old. Who do you think will be smarter?
Intelligence when I just, because we're talking about a guy missing games and he missed his bonus, it seems it, in my head, which I know isn't right, it doesn't make me not smart. It just is an oversight that you miss you get negative points for the other games you miss too.
Anyway, I would have said, yeah, I expect Jeff to be smarter than me when I'm 69. I mean, that
I am.
That would make sense. But it's not even close, man.
What do you think makes you so smart?
I don't know.
Because you add up these numbers sometimes?
I just have it. I guess what stood out to me was the Baltimore-Cincinnati game. And the fact that Cincinnati got conservative in overtime after having Joe Burrow just tear it apart in regulation. What are they doing?
I don't know.
For a 50-yard field goal and the snaps, the holder can't get the ball down? Are you kidding me?
They've got a good offense either way. They've got Chase Brown. They've got guys who can run it.
Chase Brown?
Yeah. And Zach Moss, they have some good running backs. They have a good offense overall.
They're okay, but Burrow was just ripping it.
I know he was. He threw a costly interception, but for the most part, yes, he was great.
They're now 1-4. I don't get it. I'm going to say this again. I know Cleveland's terrible, but the Washington Commanders, they've got my attention.
We'll see. They've got a sort of, not really, but a kind of tough stretch coming up where we'll find out more. I think they're good. I don't think there's any question that they're good. But we want to see them in games that matter.
They're the story of the year so far.
Well, Jaden Daniels.
And the Minnesota Vikings. Those are the two.
Jaden Daniels is the story.
And now the Commanders.
Name two other players.
McLaren, that other kid.
Name anyone on their defense.
Jones.
Yep, he's sure there. Nose tackle.
They're a story. The whole team's a story. Those are the two big takeaways. And then Minnesota beating the Jets. Josh Allen was horrific, especially early in that game against Houston. I was excited about that game, and he just looked terrible.
He was horrific for most of the game. What did he finish, like 10 of 30 or something like that? And no more Buffalo games on the picks because I'm tired of hearing that Josh Allen is the man. This guy's not won anything
what
ever.
What are you after Max for today?
I just don't want to hear it anymore.
He has no receivers that can catch. That's his problem.
He was 9 of 30. I could have thrown to you and Jeff and been better than that.
Yeah, there was 22 drops.
And by the way, why was he good early in the year? He had the same receivers.
I don't know. They just weren't catching. He had them. They wouldn't catch the ball. I don't know.
He's terrible right now.
He had 21 drops yesterday.
Just say it, Max. It's okay.
But
he was awful yesterday.
I'd take him in a minute.
Cost him the game.
Cost me my 4 points.
And he cost Max.
Know,
6 points.
Painful.
That's what he should be mad now.
You should be mad at Josh Allen.
I'm not mad at Josh
Allen. I mean, Duda and me are the only ones that picked Houston.
And his
Houston
coach.
For 10 for dudes. What'd you have him at?
I had for 5.
I don't think
I gotta start doing the Duda and pick everything for 10. I don't like that, but it really upsets me, in fact. But it's the only way you can do it, apparently. If you can't beat them, join them.
Well, you guys go right ahead and start picking for 10 every game, and all.
That's what Duda's doing.
And he's not even in the hunt. He had a good week this week.
He's got to be in the hunt now. He had 35 points.
Next week will be terrible.
Well, we'll see.
I don't know. He's been on fire,
Bob.
If he keeps getting 10-point bonuses.
Sorry, Matt. What? Both of you can't talk at once.
I just said dude has been on fire.
On fire? He was terrible last week.
Hit the 10 points.
He had a good
twice.
Week this week. He's terrible. He doesn't know what he's doing. If it weren't for you, he'd be in last place.
Just helping him out.
Anthony's the one that's taking the hit this week. Just had an awful week of picks. So anyway, it wasn't a really captivating NFL week. I'm much more into the baseball. And I'll say this. The baseball has come through in a big way so far.
Of course.
The games have been exciting, except for yours. You ran away a little bit.
Thank you.
Took it to them. Is Scooble going today?
Yes.
If you can get this one, it's over.
Oh, well, I'd like to think so.
But I don't know if you can beat him.
I know we can beat him. David Fry is good against him. Ramirez is good against him. We'll scratch out a few and hand it over.
Well, I don't want
you. Did you watch the game?
No, I didn't see the game. I told you I didn't
see
the game.
I know, but good grief.
Saturday was a really busy day. I didn't see that game. That's the one I didn't see.
I know, and that's upsetting.
You sent me some cryptic text.
Well, I thought you were watching the game.
Who
doesn't watch the Guardians?
Do you not know what I had going on Saturday?
No, you don't tell me what's going on.
Just assume that on Saturdays I'm busy.
Fine, but you watched every other game.
Yeah, I got home.
Well, Lane Thomas hit a 3-run homer in the first inning.
Yeah, you sent me some. Well, there's an acquisition. I thought the Cardinals got somebody.
Who cares? The Cardinals don't get anybody.
Why would you send that to me?
Yeah, the Cardinals got the corpse of Bobby Bonilla.
I mean, when I get that kind of a text, I'm thinking, well, what'd we get? And I look it up, and I go, well, he must be talking about the Guardians.
And it's deadline acquisition Lane Thomas.
And then who's had about 9 hits since you got him in August.
He had about 40 in September.
So good for him and good for you. And we'll see if he can win today. I hope you didn't text Tom Thurber.
I don't have Tom Thurber's number.
Good.
I don't care.
You know what?
I don't care about Tom Thurber.
Really? You don't care about
him? Not right now. I care about my team and my team only. I'm not a rub-it-in guy. If your team loses, hey, you're not going to hear from me.
Good. Nor should we.
Unless it's the Royals, then maybe.
Who are you going to text then?
If the Guardians win the World Series, I'm going to text everybody.
Really?
And I might. They might banish me from Earth.
You're going to text everybody you know?
Yeah.
Nobody will want anything to do with you ever again.
That's my point. I don't care.
You don't care about people. What a terrible thing to
That's
say.
That's not what I said, but...
Well, you just said you don't care if anybody has anything to do with you.
No, I don't.
Well, that's not caring about people.
And it's going to last a whole year. As long as we're reigning defending champions, you're going to hear from me, folks.
That's terrible. That's a bad look. Just a terrible look.
We got 10 wins to go.
Last week I was I'm switching gears. I don't care about the Guardians.
I do. What do you got?
Don't care about them. May not watch them.
Good. I will.
Last week we were in Wellington. I was with my wife, and we decided to get Big Cheese Pizza and bring it home. And you remember Big Cheese Pizza.
It's a staple of the Wellington community.
You remember Big Cheese Pizza over there West Street, Central and West Street.
They had Big Cheese Pizza.
Their salad bar was fantastic, and they had these little cinnamon breadsticks that were just unbelievable.
You know what that, you're kind of, are you demeaning their pizza?
Well, what I'm going to say about their pizza is it's really good, except it doesn't have sauce, red sauce.
None?
I didn't sense any.
Hmm.
So it was kind of strange. Is that how you remember Big Cheese Pizza?
I don't remember like that, no. I would assume because it's pizza, it would have pizza sauce. But who's to say?
Well, sometimes, you know, you have different kind of sauces for pizza. We'll look into that in more detail.
Maybe we can call them and get them on the air.
Well, no, I don't want to get them on the air. I'm just telling you. Why do you have to... I don't like you on this show when you've got a Guardians game.
Well, turn it on.
It's a terrible look.
Did you see my...
I hope Detroit... What if Detroit scores 4 in the first?
Not going to be a lot of pleasantries going on here.
Well, you can't just punt the show.
Well, I believe in Matthew Boyd.
I don't care about Matthew Boyd.
He's pitching.
I'm asking you, what happens if Detroit scores four in the first?
Head home.
You won't even finish
I'll
the
probably
show.
Head home, yep. Better find some guests.
Well, Tony Dusing, our program director, I hope we'll fire you at that point.
Oh, bring it.
Here's Matt Beeler, the head football coach at Conway Springs. They're having another special year. Coach, welcome.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about, you come off a state championship season. The program at Conway Springs has been an interesting one. Certainly for many years, it was a powerhouse. Then it took a little step back for a while. Now it's become a powerhouse again. It's interesting how this stuff works in small communities. You've been associated with Conway Springs for quite some time. Just describe the atmosphere in that community as it relates to football.
Well, it's a special place to be. The community rallies behind it. You get all the people that show up to games. You get when you go away, you get a great crowd going to those as well, and they even have signs that say "Turn the light out, last one." So it's a neat place, and it's great to play football there.
Yeah, I might dispute the claim. I mean, I guess there was a small step back, but even the year before last, 2022, you went 7-4, but you won a couple playoff games. Obviously, that leads into a state championship. Did you feel that momentum at the time? Did you feel like we're going back a couple years now, but 2022, did that feel like a start of something that's still continuing now?
We play in a really competitive league, so some of those losses that we had, or several of those, were to bigger schools that we had to play against, and they're great programs, and we were in some of those games, and those games made us what we were when we got to our division, and we lost there in the sectional 5 years in a row, and then the sub-state in 2022, and we felt like we had a great nucleus coming back for last year, and the kids showed it. We still started out 0-2 to Kingman and Garden Plain, but those were tough games.
Matt Beeler with us from Conway Springs, 5-0, now more than halfway through the regular season. Tell us a little bit about this team. Who makes it go? Give us some of the personnel.
We got 10 seniors back, and so that's big. When you've got an upper-class group and then some juniors that step into there, I think that plays a big part of those guys being 17, 18 years old. But Isaac Winter is probably the one that steps out with both sides of the ball, being a guy that's got a lot of carries this year, and when he finds his seam, he's got the speed to go the distance and pretty electric there. And we like to run the football, and so having a guy like that really helps us out. And Cade Howell is a blocking back, but that's kind of a lineman slash back, and he gets about five or six carries as that fullback. But being 220 pounds, 215 pounds, he's a load when he's a lead blocker for guys to handle. And then we have two other seniors in Grant Fisher and Eli Howard that have both had great years and step in at some of those positions. And junior Logan Osner stepped up and has shown that he can not only run the ball, but it can throw it to our targets of Connor Rusko and Lane Whitney, who are 2 6'3" and 6'4" tight ends.
So, yeah, your running backs are kind of like Green Bay Packers quarterbacks. It's just like once one leaves, they get another one in that's really great, and you've kind of done the same with running backs. Obviously, that's your style. That's the offense you run. But can you identify who that guy's going to be before he gets to Conway Springs? Do you know who has that potential, or is it all just kind of about how they develop when they're in the program?
We've noticed coming through the program, some of them we see in middle school that'll be pretty special. And, but it's kind of neat when you see those guys step up from their freshman to sophomore year and just really have embodied what we asked for and hitting the weight room and developing themselves. And, Isaac's been a weight room warrior type of kid and has built himself to that ability and works on his speed. And, for us to run the ball, we also can't not talk about the offensive line. We've got a two-year starter, been an all-state player in Cooper Coster. He's 6'4", 255, and you know, he leads the way. And then Ashton Stoll, who was on the state championship team last year. And then we got a couple newcomers that have filled those spots. You know, Lane Whitney was a lineman that went back to tight end. So we've been able to do that and have some younger guys come up and step in on the line, and that's really helped us.
Matt Beeler, the head football coach at Conway Springs. Again, 5-0 with a game coming up Friday night at Sterling. You've only given up 31 points all year. 24 of those came in a 45-24 win over Medicine Lodge, which has a really good team. You beat Garden Plain, a rival, 13-7. Those have been the two biggest tests for you. And to get wins on the road in both of those places makes a pretty good statement, doesn't it?
We are proud of how the kids have really been disciplined on wherever they play to play their game, and we're going to have to be that way at Sterling this week. You know, they knocked off Medicine Lodge and are looking really good right now, and so we're going to have our work cut out for us on Friday night.
What did that win over Garden Plain symbolize for your team? You mentioned the 0-2 start last year. You go on to win a state championship. One of those losses was to Garden Plain. I think the last time you'd beaten them was in 2018. And even in those state championship years, kind of earlier in the century, I guess, that was a team that gave you fits. So what did it mean to beat them, and what does that say about your program?
You know, we played Garden Plain a lot, over the years, some years it was twice in a year, and the last 6 years, I think that game's been decided by a touchdown or less, or a couple of years by 1 point. So it was a great win. Our kids were very pleased after that night of being able to take care of that on the road. It's a tough place to play, a tough environment, and it was a great test for us. And I think it told our kids that they can play with anybody, and that's what we've kind of had that mentality that we're going to get everybody's best shot, and we're going to have to go in and play great football.
Matt Beeler, our guest, you played at Conway, right? Just verify that for me. I think I'm 99% sure I'm right about that.
I did not, sir. I did not. I came in 1998.
Well, that 1% always wins out. There you go. So you've coached there since 2009.
Yeah, I've been
I'm curious.
Since 2009.
I'm curious, and before that, an assistant, but I'm curious what kind of hold that community has on you, because that's a long time to coach at a smaller high school. You've obviously proven yourself as someone who can really coach the game of football, but what is it about Conway Springs that kind of has you in its grasp?
You know, there's great people there, and my kids grew up through there, and I was able to raise them through the school system, and I really enjoy my job and the people I work with, and it's just great people and great community.
And where'd you say you went to high school?
I went to Harrington High School and graduated in 1993.
There you go. I knew it was one of those schools. Not really. I screwed that up badly. Go ahead, Jeff.
So do you feel like a 1A school? Your numbers are pretty good, probably really good for 1A, but you're such a powerhouse that you probably could play in 2A or even higher than that. It's almost like an Andale situation where, you know, they're a smaller school, but everybody plays football. So does it feel that way to you? Do you feel like a small school?
It's been, you know, since I've been able to be there and see us drop over 100 kids since 1998, and, you know, through those years, it's been tough. We're at 70 boys, and we get close to 40 of them out for football. So, you know, when they look at the state averages, a lot of them are around 20-some, 25%, and we're over 50%. We feel blessed with that. You know, the kids, they do look forward to coming out, they don't really look at size and things like that. They just know they got to come out and do what's asked of them.
And then that's a good point that Jeff brought up, Matt, because there are so many classes in football in the state of Kansas, and I honestly don't think we need this many, but I haven't been able to budge anyone in the Kansas State High School Activities Association for 40 years of kind of whining about that. Do you ever have a moment, or do you think any of your players or community members have a moment where they say, man, it'd be kind of nice to kind of be kind of fun to see how we stacked up against Cheney or somebody like that. And does that ever enter your head?
We just, like I learned a long time ago and from Coach Cottrell, Fred Cottrell, that you just play the schedule that's given to you and you do the best you can in that schedule. And that's what we strive about and to do, you know. And every 2 years we go and have that scheduling meeting and we find out where we're listed and where we play. And then we have to come up with those first couple of games throughout the year and find out who's schedule mixes and fits. And But there's some really good teams out there. And it's nice when you do play them, because when you get great competition, then you're able to see where you're at and make you better.
Well, that damn Fred Cottrell talking common sense all the time. If I was a marketer, I'd try to market a game like that, but I'm not. So you've had tremendous success through the years doing it your way. We appreciate your time on the show. Best of luck coming up Friday at Sterling, Conway Springs, trying to go to 6-0. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. All right, Matt Beeler from Conway Springs. Man, I'd like to see some of these games.
Who wouldn't?
Wouldn't you like to see Andale play Goddard Eisenhower? Wouldn't you like to see some of that?
Yeah, that'd be the one game right there.
No,
I'm just
giving you an example.
No, give a better example.
Well, that'd be a great game.
How about Andale Andover Central? How about
Andale Northwest?
Yeesh, not sure.
Would you like that one?
Not sure.
What do you mean you're not sure?
I don't think Andale could keep up with Northwest.
I don't know. I don't know if they could.
I kind of know.
You don't know.
I'm not trying to. I kind of know.
You don't know.
I kind of know.
But you don't know.
Let's get Steve Martin on the show. He went to Andale. He coaches at Northwest.
I'll get Steve Martin on the show this week.
I bet he'd tell us.
And I'll ask him that
very question.
No,
I'm going to ask him.
No, you won't be here.
When?
I'm going to do it Wednesday. You're not here. Although I don't know what I'm going to do Wednesday. Nobody's available. I don't know what Duda and Anthony are even around for. They're never available.
I hear you.
I mean, we need people.
I mean, I just...
Am I going to have to look for another co-host?
I don't know, maybe. You want to do it with Dave Michael Hahn? I can get him on the...
That wasn't... That
we had a great show Friday.
I didn't enjoy that
Everybody
show.
Loved it. You didn't listen.
I didn't enjoy it.
Turn on the baseball game.
We got another hour to go.
Flip it
Jeff's
on.
Guardians. We'll begin game two here against the Tigers shortly. We'll be back. Stay with us.
In one moment, a gift most humans never receive in a lifetime.
Stand by for action.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
What I do on this show doesn't matter. My legacy is cemented. I'm good with the listeners. They adore me. And what I say doesn't matter.
Jeff Lutz.
All you do is make it about you. During the show, I want to be available and accessible.
Excellent. 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Stand by for action.
All right, welcome back. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show, a Monday edition here on KFH Radio. Happy to have you with us. Max Power producing and engineering the show. 869-1240, the phone number. Trying to get the show booked this week. Got some feelers out, but it hasn't been a fruitful morning in terms of getting responses.
I hate when that happens.
We'll have Bernie Miklas on this show Wednesday.
Why?
My St. Louis friend. Huh?
Do we need that?
I do need that.
I won't be here, so it doesn't matter.
I do need that.
You do?
Yes.
Okay.
There are many Cardinals fans.
There are five.
Around here.
You think so?
Yes.
I don't know any of them.
Many more than the Guardians.
I know more Guardians fans than I know Cardinals fans.
Name three Guardians fans. I know you can get two.
Bob Getz.
Oh, name four.
Stan Finger.
Yeah, that's two. Scott Griffiths,
obviously.
And who else?
And Mr. Ebersol.
Mr. Ebersol?
Yeah, my friend Wyatt Ebersol's dad apparently is a Guardians fan.
Who's Wyatt Ebersol?
I work with him at the Wind Surge.
Why isn't he a friend of mine?
Because he's like 20. He's an up-and-coming member of the Wichita State Athletic Department. I think he might be 22.
Well, good for him.
He's gonna
a wonderful kid, and... I just made the decision that I'm going to drop Twitter after the show today.
Really? That's it? Why do you need it during the show today?
I don't know why. I don't know what I'm doing. I just feel I've felt this way for a while now. Like it's, I got to get rid of this. It consumes too much of my time and attention.
Of course.
And it just leads to, I wouldn't say unhappiness, but it leads to stress.
Anxiety, stress.
So what I've given my Twitter followers, the many Twitter followers.
Where are they going
to
go?
I've given them a moment to say their goodbyes.
I'm sure they'll line up for that.
Well, why wouldn't they?
Why wouldn't they? That's a great question.
I've already gotten two people.
You have? Well, they haven't said anything.
No, they've just liked the post, but that...
They
what
like
they're the, saying, in essence, is...
I'm glad you're leaving?
No, what they're saying is, we're going to miss you, man.
By the way, we talked about...
I wonder if some of them will drop it. You sort of dropped it, although you still... You lurk.
I have a Guardians account, but I don't have it on my phone. I have it on a computer. That's it. I don't have a computer at home.
And how much of that is just Guardians?
All of it.
How do you make that happen?
I just follow Guardians people and talk Guardians. But I don't even like that.
Why?
Because a lot of fans are dumb. So I got off that, except occasionally at work.
Why can't you just follow the smart fans? And don't you want to follow the journalists who cover the Guardians?
Yeah, but I can get that stuff off the internet somewhere. I can go to the...
But if you just follow them, why wouldn't that be a good idea? What if I just follow...
Because I want to...
How do you get rid of this for you thing?
You just click following instead.
Huh?
You click following instead.
But I want to get rid of it altogether. I don't want it there.
What's happening here?
I don't want it there. You understand what I'm saying?
I sure don't. I'm angry, though.
Jeff, quit worrying about the game.
Oh, stop it.
Seriously.
No, I'm not going to quit worrying about the game.
They got a bad picture right now. They'll fix it.
Well, okay. Don't tell me to stop worrying about the game. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
You should have gotten another host today. This is not going to be pleasant. You're a psycho.
Let's be real for a minute.
What do you mean, let's be... We've had the picture go out on both TBS and True TV.
Can you check other channels?
You think I instigated that?
No, I don't think it's your fault, but I'm not happy about it. Are there other channels that are working?
What do you mean, other channels that are working?
You know, there are more than two channels on DirecTV.
None of the ones that have this game are currently functioning.
Right, so I want to know if it's a TV issue or if it's the channels. So can we check a different channel?
Well, of course it's a TBS issue. That's obvious.
Fine.
Good grief.
My goodness.
Jeff, you can live without the game.
It's bad luck to miss the first pitch.
Really?
That's bad luck, and it's bad juju, and it was a swinging...
But it's good luck for Detroit?
No, it's bad luck for me to miss the first pitch of a game. Last time that happened, it was a leadoff home run by Johnny Gomes, year 2004.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you. I'm sure the folks at Turner Sports are working on this.
Well, they sure better be.
But right now, we've got a jumbled picture that you can't really make out anything. There's a beautiful picture of the lower third.
Eh.
No motion.
I wouldn't say beautiful.
Well, you can see clearly.
There's one out.
Matthew Boyd's pants and cleats.
I don't know.
We'll see if they get it back.
Yeah, I'm not blaming you. I don't know what that was all about. But I would like the... I don't like missing the first pitch.
Just keep it together. You've already missed the first pitch.
Well, again.
So if you think that's bad luck, then you're not in a good... It doesn't look good for you.
Correct. I would completely agree with that sentiment. It does not look good for me.
Austin says he's getting it on YouTube TV.
Well, guess what, Austin? I don't have YouTube TV. I do have Sling, though, so I could probably go over to that.
So I don't know what's going on, but we're getting all the other channels just fine.
Okay.
Right?
Sure.
Looks like I'm getting ESPN's coming through loud and clear.
I'm getting it on Sling.
The USA Network looks beautiful.
Yeah, so maybe it is your fault.
It's on in
maybe
here, Bob.
Max has it on there. I don't know. I don't know what's
There's
going on.
There's a conspiracy. That's suspect at best.
Let's see if TNT is working. No.
Is it this group of channels? Try a different...
No, it's Turner.
Try a different
I'm not
non-local
TNT,
channel.
TBS, or True TV.
Okay, we'll turn it to ESPN or something.
I just did.
And it's on?
Yeah. No, the game's not on.
I know, but the station's on.
Of course it is.
Well, good for ESPN.
Everything's beautiful. So that leads me to think it's some kind of a Turner issue.
I don't know. If the game's on everywhere else...
What do you mean if the game's on everywhere?
Like, I got it on Sling. Max has it on Cox. The other guy has it on YouTube.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. You're just going to have to be patient.
Well, I'm watching the game.
I don't know what's going on here with channel 208 that I normally get.
Yeah, see, I don't think... I think it might be an issue with your DirecTV situation.
And ESPN2's not coming through.
Unbelievable.
So I don't know what's going on, but there's nothing I can do about it. I'm getting the NFL Network, or am I? There it is.
Bizarre.
Let's see if the MLB Network is still working for me. There it is. I feel bad. I don't know what to do.
I don't know what to do either. I'm in a bad place, but let's talk about something else.
Well, I don't want to talk about something else.
Matt Boyd all of a sudden can't throw strikes.
Well, I hope this you're going to blame being over here.
No, I'm not.
It's trying to get... there it is. It's back.
Finally.
All right. I feel better.
Me too. Missed the first pitch, but what are you going to do? We lose 9-0.
My friend D, at DJ Otis, brings up a good point. If I drop Twitter, how am I going to post results from the Bob and Jeff draft?
We haven't had a Bob and Jeff draft in months.
But that's a good point.
That's a fair point, but is that enough for you?
I think I have to unfollow everyone. I don't know. But it's this for you thing that Elon Musk stuck us with.
Well, if you
it's
only...
It's pure propaganda.
Well, if you only follow Cardinals accounts... The only for you will be Cardinal stuff.
Are you sure about that?
Yes, because all the for you stuff I get is pretty much Guardian stuff from the dumb fans.
Well, but I'm going to try that, but I apologize to all of you whom I followed on this application, but it will only be Cardinals people from here on out.
Uh-oh.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
I would appreciate you still following me, of course.
A lot of people are going to be upset about that.
Well, would they still follow me, do you think?
No.
If I drop them, will they drop me?
Some of them will, of course.
Well, I don't know what to do. It's a quandary.
Nobody's on Twitter anymore.
Nobody engages in Twitter.
That's what I'm saying. Nobody. It's a nothing app. It's a nothing platform.
I'm getting more engagement by threatening to leave than anything I've ever done.
There's a lot of folks. What was your post?
Most
exactly?
People are wanting. Seem to be expressing their approval of me leaving Twitter.
Maybe you can read your post verbatim.
I'm dropping this platform today. It's not useful to for me any longer. It's become so hateful, and there's so much misinformation. Elon Musk is a joke. Well, you think that'll get back to Elon?
Probably.
I'd like to.
Well, Guardians are out of the first.
I am thankful for what this social media site used to be, but it ain't that. One more hour here. Thoughts?
Well, we'll see if you follow through on that or if you delete that post and act like nothing ever happened or was said.
Won't that be misinformation if I were to do that? Wouldn't I just be falling into the cesspool of Twitter?
So, yeah, you have to think about that.
I don't want to be disingenuous.
What? I heard you.
No,
this is not how
we're going to do this.
I don't want to be disingenuous.
If you don't want to do the show on a day the Guardians play, get someone
else.
That's
also bad luck. It's bad luck to skip.
But I'm not going to have you here.
Bad luck to skip work for a game.
You'd be the exact same way. I would not.
Oh, please.
I've had more playoffs than you can.
I can't get you to focus on the show when it's Cardinals Mariners on August 8th.
Bull. I focus on this show between 2 and 4 every day.
I am being honest. Now that's some misinformation.
I don't let myself get distracted. It's unprofessional.
Who's texted
you last? I'm
not
about unprofessional.
I'm not distracted.
Just not what I do.
Your television. Oof.
What about my television?
It brought some bad vibes into this room.
Well, I'm sorry about that. Hopefully things get better. But trust me, I'm not here to be distracted.
That's great.
I'm here to talk about.
I don't believe you, but that's great.
I'm here to talk about things.
Well, let's talk about
this. And one of the things I want to talk about we'll take up at 3:25 after our next break. And I want to talk about this quite a bit this week. What's happened to the KU football program?
I don't know.
This is the biggest story we've had in this state in a while. Because they were primed, or so we were given the notion.
To believe.
That they were primed to break through.
It seemed like they broke through last year and were just primed to take another step.
No, they were primed to break through as a conference champion.
I know, but they're really like relevance began last year.
No, not conference champion relevance.
Well, that's different. If we're talking about a 4-team playoff, then Kansas wouldn't have been mentioned even this year.
But then we're talking about a conference champion, and they were mentioned right there with Utah, K-State, Oklahoma State, which has fallen completely.
Really? I hadn't seen that. That's weird.
No, they're having a terrible stretch right now. Their running back's out. They're just not. West Virginia went to Stillwater and just manhandled Oklahoma State. But Kansas lost at Arizona State, and I'll be frank, I don't know where I see a win for them.
All these games are games that come down to the fourth quarter. It seems like they're winning most of these games fairly late. They give it away. Jalen Daniels hasn't been – I think he played pretty well, relatively speaking, on Saturday. That was a late start, so I kind of just followed it. But he played better, and their running backs are still good. I don't know. It is strange what's happened to that program.
They're 1-5.
Yes, with basically no real wins. They beat Lindenwood.
Yeah, I mean, they've been terrible. And they have a steadily improving Houston this week. Now, that guy, Willie Fritz, can coach. They have Houston, K-State, Iowa State, BYU, Colorado, Baylor. I can see only two even potential wins.
Houston
there.
And what's the other one?
Houston and Baylor.
Mm. Baylor's
but
tough.
By that time.
Baylor's hanging with good teams.
But by that. Oh, Scuba looks sharp.
I saw the pitch. Calm down.
What do you mean? I just
swing
making
the bat,
a comment.
Juan.
I'm just making a comment.
Fantastic. He's faced one batter.
Yeah, your guy that never strikes out struck out.
Looking, which is just. We can't be doing that.
Well, I'm sorry, but this guy is. Legit, 97 up in the zone.
I know he's good, and I know how. Just stop.
You're going to have trouble.
We'll see.
Anyway, we'll talk more KU later in the week, we hope. And we'll be back. We'll take a break right now. Return. You're listening to Bob and Jeff on KFH.
Yeah.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
Our friend KU Pat is holding, and boy, Pat, I got to feel like you may be even more mystified than we are about what's going on with KU football.
Well, I'm mystified, but I think I can pinpoint something I've been calling for about 2 years. Brian Borland, the defensive coordinator, should be fired. There is no way another team, five straight games, has given up a touchdown in the last 1 minute of the first half. And in all five of these losses, all KU's defense needed was one stop late in the game. And I knew when KU scored with about 2 minutes to go, to go up by three, everybody on the message board, and Clyde, we all knew it. We scored too quickly because this defense can't stop anybody. And Brian Borland needs to go, and Lance better wake up. He seems to be the only one that has not come to this conclusion. But I'm going to tell you.
Well, let me ask you this. Go ahead.
No, what I was going to say was, I was there through the god-awful years. I would much rather lose 48-0 than the way they've lost these five games. It is, I'm frustrated, but I'm more angry than anything else. And
okay, let me ask you this. You mentioned the defensive coordinator, the offensive coordinator, new to that position this year, has also been under fire. What does that say about Lance Leipold? And where are KU fans with him at this moment? Because this is one of the most unexpected seasons I can ever remember. Nobody thought this was going to happen.
No. And look, did I think they were going to win the Big 12? No. But there's no reason to believe they won 9 games last year. Have everybody back. And, you know, Daniels has not been good. He was better Saturday. But this, now I'm starting to wonder, were the last 2 years a fluke? Is Leipold not the coach I thought? And I don't want to give up on him, although I'm telling you, there are a lot of KU fans calling for him to be fired, which is absurd. But how do you go from 9-4 to maybe 1-11? That's unbelievable.
Yeah, it is. Well, I appreciate it, Pat. Thanks for the call. KU Pat's always gonna tell it like it is. It's a roller coaster ride. I mean, there's really no sensible explanation. Jaden Daniels has not been very good. Jalen Daniels. I got Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, he's a good player. He's been very good.
Yes.
So that's why you can
you
have
love it. You love it when you catch me on a mistake.
No, I'm just saying that's the
I
way.
I knew the minute it came out. There's Jeff.
That's the mnemonic device you can use. One of them is good. The other one isn't.
What do you mean?
That's how you keep them apart. When I say Jalen bad, Jaden good.
Well, I feel bad. Jalen Thompson looked like an all-world kind of guy.
Jalen Daniels.
Jalen Thompson.
Did he?
Yeah.
Well, he covers the Royals for the Star, so he's good.
Nobody ever said my brain is completely wired without any problems, right?
You did say you were smarter than me earlier.
Well, I am smarter. I got so many things working at once.
Yeah, don't be distracted, though.
But some things are going to come out poorly.
You think that's what it is?
Why do you keep looking at your phone?
Because it's ahead of the game,
Who cares?
I don't like watching us pitch.
Who cares?
I care.
Put your phone down.
Do you understand? You've been a baseball fan. You act like this is some new thing. Oh, you want to know what happens
in the
playoffs of your favorite team? Wow, Jeff, I can't believe that.
Enjoy it as it unfolds.
I do on offense, not on pitching.
My goodness, it's just a game.
I've never heard a bigger lie.
Well, it is. It's just a game.
No, it's not.
Everybody in that ballpark will go home tonight and live their life.
No. A lot of them will feel deep emotions about what they just witnessed.
Sure, in the moment.
No, and today and tomorrow.
Really?
Yes. God, you act like you... This isn't you. I'm not even talking to you.
Uh-oh, that ball was hit. But caught. And there we go. We go to the bottom of the second.
Thank you.
Did you know that was happening?
No.
Thank you. It's really bad when you try to cheat.
I don't like watching
us. Let's watch the ball game.
You know, when they're batting, we can't score runs, right? So when we're batting, only we can score
runs. Have you gone into the kitchen to see the remodeler?
Not yet, but maybe I will after this game.
Well, maybe after the show I'll take you in there.
Not a game.
I think the guys are leaving here shortly. They've got some of the cabinets put in, and we've picked out some colors for the wall and the trim.
This is week two or three?
It's just an ongoing situation. This is week three.
It's going by pretty fast.
This is week three. We hope to get started on some countertops later in the week.
It's exciting.
But we'll see.
I hope to have my air conditioning fixed by the end of the
week. I don't get excited about air conditioning.
Well, you should when it's been 90 degrees. Although we figured it out. We got a little wall unit that we put in. It's been beautiful.
Well, you just go out on the front porch and enjoy it.
Not when it's hot.
You got shade?
A little bit. Our house is in the shade.
It's not that hot in the shade.
I understand, but it's still hot.
Not that hot. It really isn't. What do you expect in the... I know you're going to give me the stock answer here. What do you expect in the Reagans-Rodon matchup tonight?
What do you think the stock answer is?
I don't care. The Guardians are playing.
That's the stock answer?
Yeah, that's the stock answer.
I actually think the Royals will win tonight.
Well, they very easily could have won the other night.
They could have. Maybe.
Tell me this.
Maybe even should have.
You've got instant replay, right?
Sure.
How in the world was Jazz Chisholm?
Yes.
How in the world was he not called out?
I don't know.
Well, no, tell me.
I don't know. I've seen. And
I'm not going to say that one play cost them the game.
Would have helped.
But it sure didn't help them.
Right. Any play could cost you the game.
There were many things that happened in the game that led to the result, obviously.
I don't.
But I'm going to tell you right now. If you're looking at that play was clear.
Yeah, I know.
After instant replay.
I don't subscribe to the thing, well, there's many other plays. No, if one play costs you the game, then that play costs you the game. Doesn't really matter what happened before, during, after. If that's the play that the game's outcome, the tipping point, so to speak, then you should call it that.
Well, that's how I feel about it. I watched with no emotion. I'm watching all these games with very little emotion. No offense.
No, that's you.
You wouldn't be watching the Cardinals with
any
emotion.
Yeah, but I would understand that you'd be gripping, and I would respect that.
I don't grip anymore.
Oh, that's not even close to true.
I just enjoy the ball game. Get me a nice cold drink and a bag of peanuts and sit and watch the game.
You don't do either of those things.
Well, I do.
While watching the game.
I had a bag of peanuts last week.
You still on your peanuts kick?
Yes, sir. I love them.
That's
salted in the shell. They're probably terrible for you, but...
Well, that's odd.
Are they odd?
I don't know anyone to just eat peanuts at home. I think you're the first person to ever do that.
Really? There's a website called nuts.com. People call and order all kinds of nuts. You name a nut.
Yeah, but I don't see a lot of people. Maybe the peanuts that you buy that aren't in the
shell. There's all these different, like there's a licorice website. There's a caramel website.
Well, there's a website for literally everything you can think of.
You can just get anything you want.
I know. Most of us have known that for many years.
But, I enjoy a good salted in the shell peanut.
You can get personalized Oreos.
Really?
Yeah.
No idea. 869-1240. The phone number is down in the West Wichita basement studio. We've got game two of the Guardians-Tigers series on. Looks like a lovely day in Cleveland.
Aren't they all, though?
Packed house. Watching a pitcher's duel to this point between Matthew Boyd and Tarek Skubal. And we'll see if that holds up. I would imagine it would. Boyd's been pretty good since he arrived in Cleveland. They only want to get 4 or 5 innings out of him.
That's it.
Turn it over to the bullpen. The Tigers certainly want Skubal to go longer than that. But they also have a formidable bullpen.
It's okay.
With a lead.
Well, we're going to see what happens.
They had to go to the lesser used people in their pen the other day, and it wasn't as good. They had a bullpen game in game
one. Well, they started their bullpen ace, and we got 5 off of them.
Well, their bullpen ace is a bullpen ace, not a starter.
No, that was the decision they made. Reese Olson pitched great. They could have started him.
That's how they. That's how they've gotten to this point. I'm not going to question A.J. Hinch, nor should you. And just looking at our phone, I thought you didn't do this when you were up on defense.
I only do it when we're on defense.
Do you enjoy being over here watching a game?
No, I don't. And I'm looking forward to you not being around.
What?
For
That's
the
a terrible thing
for the,
to
for
say.
The game.
That could be misconstrued.
Not that way. I just, you know, I would like to watch the game in solace.
You'd like me not to be talking.
Solace.
The problem is, I've got 15 more or 10 more minutes of a radio show to do. You'd love it if I just sat over here. But this is what we get paid to do.
What am I going to do? I'm not. It's not like I'm going to be talking if you're not talking. I'll just be doing play-by-play of the baseball game.
I'm more interested in seeing what these people are telling me on Twitter. Right now I've got 23 people who think, good, you're leaving.
At least.
That I don't know what to think of that. Couldn't they throw in a man, we'll be sorry to see you go?
I mean, you would think.
I got nobody who says, I'm sorry to see you go.
I don't think anybody who's still on Twitter cares about who comes and who goes. They know they're on a dying ship. A sinking ship. A dying...
The problem is, I enjoy the update. So I just don't know what to do. I enjoy the updates on news and sports and scores. And
yes.
Do I just follow only those people?
No, you go to CNN.com or whatever, NBC.com or CBS.com or KWCH.com and find the news that way. ESPN will give you the baseball or the sports. MLB will give you the baseball.
But it doesn't come directly. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you. You might have to look a little harder for it.
You get spoiled in this world. Something bad's going to happen.
Not bad, but I don't like
it. Well, I'm sorry. Apparently, they're going to get 2 on with 1 out.
Apparently.
Is that what I'm... Is that what I'm... You're letting Matt Vierling get on?
He's a good player, and he had a good at bat.
Oh, you walked him. First and second, 1 out.
Boyd will struggle with a walk every now and then. Might be time to go get him.
Really?
Yes.
This early?
Yes.
I think you got to give him one more hitter. What'd you think of Terry Francona being brought in to manage the Reds?
Absolutely hated it.
Just down the road from
Cleveland.
Yeah,
what are you doing? What are you doing, Tito? Does nostalgia or a love of a community mean anything to you? He can't throw strikes.
Well, I mean, he's taking a good young team.
They're an okay young team.
No, they're an yeah. You're right, but it's a young team with a high ceiling.
They could be good, and he's probably the type of manager who will get their potential out of them, whatever that may be.
And that potential's pretty high.
We think it is,
both on the mound and in the lineup.
We think it is.
No, I know it is. Remember now, you're talking to a guy who knows talent.
Who's a guy you think this year didn't have the year that you'd expect?
Spencer Steer.
He had a pretty good year. I don't know if he's better than that.
Matt McClain didn't play.
That's true, but oof.
Marte didn't do a whole lot. Noelvi Marte
he was
is
terrible.
A good player.
He could be.
Tyler Stevenson had a decent year, but he's got a high upside.
Christian Encarnacion Strand missed a lot of time.
But
he was bad when he played.
Jonathan India, I think he's a good player. And then that pitching staff has a bunch of guys. Bunch of young guys. Now, whether they pan out.
Hunter Green was very good, though.
Right. Whether they pan out, that's a good managing. Uh-oh.
No.
Not good?
We're good. We're good.
That's not. Now you got me rattled. I don't care about this
you
game.
You should be a little
Can't
rattled.
Can't stand either of these teams. I like what Cincinnati has.
You're a little worried that they got a real manager now.
Well, I am a little worried.
But we'll see. He's also 65.
But what I want the Cardinals to do and commit to is rebuilding and understanding how important it is to get the draft working better, to develop players.
So are your manager and president of operations, are they just figureheads now? Are they going to be actually influencing in any
They'll
of this
be influencing
new
a little bit, but Heim Bloom is now calling most of the shots, in my opinion.
And what are we – is this a ceremonial? What are
Pretty
we doing?
Pretty much. They're just not wanting to fire Mozeliak. He's been there all the time, and they're giving him a one more year to whatever.
Let him go out when his contract ends.
But Heim Bloom is going to be deeply involved in everything that happens.
Well, that's good for you.
You understand that?
I do.
And I'm good with that.
Good.
He's much easier to listen to than the smug, arrogant John Mozeliak.
Well, it looks like those days are over then for you.
He does a very poor job communicating.
Will he even be in front of the cameras?
Yes, he says he will, unfortunately. Unfortunately, I have to listen to him for another year.
Yeah.
And you know, when you're my age, you don't know how many of those years are left.
You never know, even when you're my age.
You don't, but you don't acknowledge it. You live a fancy-free, footloose life. When I was 41, I never thought, man, what if this...
What is fancy-free?
A fancy-free. No fanciness.
Why not?
Just a footloose life.
That seems fancy to me, like dancing and stuff.
But not fancy dancing.
Only if you're allowed to dance.
You only dance to a point.
Not fancy dancing.
Right. Why are you mocking me?
I don't even know what we're talking about.
I hate baseball. I hate your team because you need to do a better job of...
I'm so here. I think you're checked out a little bit.
Somebody on Facebook says, just leave it. Just walk away, breathe, be free. Is that someone I want to listen to? I've never met that person.
Then maybe yes. Maybe no. I don't know. It's not a person who has a vested interest.
Someone else I never met says, I like X for following the stock market and sports. Facebook for friends, events, and preferred news sources.
We know you don't follow the stock market, so...
I follow the stock market.
On Twitter? On X?
No, on my phone. I'm here to tell you misinformation is everywhere. Everybody is a sucker for fake news and misinformation. You can find whatever you want to believe. Is there an accurate?
That's 100% accurate.
It's so hard. So hard to make
these
decisions.
It's a tough world we live in.
I just want to
be. You got to be steeled and tough to get through it.
Why are you even trying to talk? Are you really staying at my house to watch this game? Will you take care of the dog?
I'll take care of Misty. She'll be hanging out with me.
Well, I hope you're going to go upstairs to watch it.
Why?
Because she'll want to be upstairs when I leave.
Well, just turn it on for me then.
I'll make it happen. Time has never gone more slowly than it is right now.
I don't disagree.
I've used every talking point I can. Oh, how about this? Now, explain to me, and we just have a minute left, Vanderbilt beating Alabama.
Don't get it.
That is the most ridiculous score and upset maybe of my lifetime, unless, like people are saying, the transfer portal has just made this so...
I mean, you can easily say that. I can't say that. I don't know what Vanderbilt has brought in via the transfer portal or if Alabama has been weakened that significantly. They were the number one ranked team in the country.
Is it more interesting with this kind of dynamic?
No, I don't think so. I don't want to see Vanderbilt beating Alabama. That's not what I signed up for. I want good programs to be good. If Vanderbilt
What if there are no more good programs?
If Vanderbilt
What if they're just all going to be kind of the same?
That's what I'm saying. If Vanderbilt wants to be 11-2, then I'm in favor of that. But if they're going to be 8-5, and yeah, you know, just don't beat Alabama.
All right, we are done for today. We'll be back tomorrow. We hope you are as well. Thank you for listening. See you then.